This is episode number two of the two episodes that I'm posting today of the Getting Started with Service Bus series. This one is about topics, and I will show you how to create a topic, create subscriptions for them, and how to send messages to a topic, and how to receive messages from a topic in the simplest possible way. And more advanced things are going to come in future coming episodes where I'm going to drill into individual features of Service Bus. So here's the screencast. To discuss topics, I'll also create a project in Visual Studio in the similar fashion as I've done that for the queues in the previous episode. So I'm going to go into Visual Studio, create a new console application. I'm also going to leave that as its default name, press OK. And the motions for interacting with topics are obviously the same. We could also do that kind of in the same app. I chose to build a new one. So I'm going to go into the NuGet packages. I'm going to go and search for Windows Azure here. Grab the Service Bus Assembly, install that. The same things will happen as they happened for the other application. The application configuration file gets modified appropriately. And I'm going to go back into my Service Bus namespace that I have here. I'm going to go and grab the connection string that I saved. Going to go put that into the settings here. So again, now I have that primed and I have this set up so we can go and interact with a topic in a moment. I have a few topics already created. Here you can actually see some of the hierarchy. The Service Bus Explorer, you could actually see this folded up as a hierarchy, but here I have a structure where I'm going first by location. So I have Germany, Hamburg, and then Viersen, the city where I'm at. So I'm using the license plate designations for the cities here. And then you have in a company, multiple subsidiaries or local offices, branches. And there's one in Hamburg and one is in Viersen. And each of them have CRM systems. So here are inbound calls that are being recorded, outbound calls that are being scheduled. And the same happens again here in the other place. Or I have just fun names here that are just sitting at the root. I'm going to create a new one, as we did for the queue, so we can go and discuss some of those options. So it's going to be test. I'm going to have a description. This is a test. And the time to live is very similar to what we had in queues. It's the same model here, messages that are enqueued into the topics will have a time to live by default if that's not overridden in the individual message. So you can go and set this again here to, let's say, 20 minutes. Duplicate history, duplicate detection, history time window, same thing. It's a sliding window over a list of message IDs that we've seen. You can set the topic size. The topic size spans all subscriptions. So messages that are enqueued into a topic are retained in that topic until the last subscription to which that message is a match has received the respective messages. And so it's slightly different from a queue where messages are delivered from the top of the queue. Here, if you have multiple subscriptions on a topic, multiple outs, so to speak, only when that last subscription for which the message is eligible, we're going to get to those things in a moment, that will then go and the last subscription that gets that message will then cause that message to disappear from the topic. Duplicate detection can be turned on just like in queues. I'm going to do that. Batching, same thing. You can go and send in batches. Message ordering is a feature for the future scale out capabilities. And then here's a particular filter message before publishing feature, which defines when the rules get executed. And either the messages get filtered as they get published into the topic, or that happens beforehand. If this gets turned on, we can actually get feedback. We can give feedback to the user into the dead letter queue if no rules were actually matching that particular message. So I'm going to go and create that topic now. So that topic now comes up empty with no subscriptions. What that means is that whenever I send messages into that topic, they will simply evaporate. They will simply go away. There are no interested parties, and that's the publish side. So the topic itself is the publish side of a PubSub infrastructure. So now, for now, messages that go into the topic kind of just poof up into the air and are not caught by anybody. So the first thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to create a new subscription. All subscriptions are durable. They're stored in the system or maintained in the system, so they're not volatile things. And I can give them names. I'm simply going to call this S1. And then the lock duration and the delivery count options are exactly the same as they are for queues. So the system behaves from a topic in the system, it behaves like a queue from the front, and then a subscription works like a queue from the tail, where you actually get the data out, or actually that's wrong. The tail is where you enqueue. The head is where you dequeue. That's our nomenclature that we use. So this behaves like the head of a queue. That's a subscription. And so you can go also turn on session support, dead lettering on message expiration. So all the things you can do for a queue, you can also go and do here. A special thing is, if we have exceptions on filter evaluation, so if you're supplying data in a message and that message cannot be matched with the filter evaluation expressions, I'm going to get to those in a moment, and that throws, if you're, for instance, trying to do a mathematical operation, an arithmetic operation on two strings, which we obviously can't do, then if you turn this on, then you'll have a way to debug this by enabling dead lettering when that happens. So I'm going to go and create that subscription that now exists. And underneath that, you now find rules. There's a default rule that has been created, and that filter condition is 1 = 1. That's our true filter, which means that all the messages that are coming into this subscription will be matched with that particular subscription. You can remove this, and then you can go and make a new one. And so you can give that a name, and you can go and type in the filter expression. You can say, for instance, if the greeting equals hello, you can do it like this. And then you have a filter. Actually, let me go and put this like this. It's a SQL 92 dialect. It's documented in documentation. I'm also going to go into more details on that in a future episode. So I'm not going to go into details. So we're going to go and stick to that for a moment. Let's go and program against that topic. You do this by using a topic client. You can also use a message sender, which is an abstract thing. So we're going to go and create a topic client. And create that topic client in the same way as we've done that with the queue. So I'm going to go and create that against test. And then I'm going to send the message, a new brokered message. And again here, let's go and split this up nicely. I'm going to set some properties and I'm going to set the greeting to hello, as we've done that before. And now we send messages in, and the way we get messages out is by going against the subscription. So here I need to go and create a subscription client. That's like the queue client from the receive side. So now I go into an individual subscription client. And I create that using the topic path test in this case, and the subscription name S1, as we had that before, as I defined it here on the side, as you see. And now I can go in and get messages from it. Oh, and of course here you can also specify the receive mode, which defaults to peak lock. So that's the same as with a queue. And so I can go and say receive and it gets me a brokered message. I can go and write that to the console. Sorry for the typing. From the brokered message, we're going to get other properties. We're going to get the greeting. And then, of course, we're going to go and complete that message. So let's go and review this. We have a topic client that we create. We send a broker message into it, and then we create a subscription client over that topic with that subscription, and then we're going to receive a message out of that and write that out, and then we'll complete that message. What is going to happen is it will go and print hello again with a German press any key to continue message here, which means that also ended up working. So that much is a very short introduction into interacting with a topic, you know, sending messages into topic, getting messages out of a topic using a subscription client. So you have a separated in and out. You can make up to 2,000 subscriptions onto a individual topic, which means you can have 2,000 separate outs. You can make 2,000 copies, if you will, because every subscription gets its own set of copies to look at that are being sent into the topic from the front. So you have 2,000 subscriptions, and they have the same rule that we have here, the true rule. Then you're, in fact, making 2,000 copies. What's worth thinking about from a throughput perspective is that if you send one message in and you're actually making 2,000 copies, you are moving 2,000 messages or through the infrastructure, meaning that your overall throughput, your velocity, if you will, your send rate, is going to be impacted. So if you are expecting, if you were sending, let's say, through a queue which has only one built-in subscriber, and if you're sending, let's say, 500 messages per second through that one, or 1,000 messages per second through that one, you will see a proportional, you will see a much lower flow rate on the topics if you have more subscriptions. And the reason is because of those mechanics, because you're causing 2,000 messages to flow as you're doing that with a queue. If you have 1,000 messages that you're flowing, well, you can flow them faster. Their flow rate is going to be higher because you only have one subscriber. Here you have 2,000 subscribers. So within that same time period, those 2,000 subscribers are not going to see the same flow rate just because of the related mechanics underneath. The capacity of, let's say, 1,000 messages per second is something that's not on a per receiver basis, but that's on a per entity basis, because so we need to move the same kinds of messages, the same numbers of messages around. You can have in each of these subscriptions, you can have up to 2,000 rules. Those rules, let me go and show that to you again very quickly. Here have not only that filter, but also the action. And with that action, you can go and set a property. So you can have a filter condition that you define in SQL 92. And then you can also set a property based on what you have and which of the rules fired. So you can do fairly rich things here. It's not a rules engine in that sense that there's chaining or anything. But you can put some fairly complex filters in here. You can say if a message arrives for a particular customer here, then you can actually stamp that customer ID as a property, as a custom property into that message. You can also get at the system properties by prefixing them with sys, and both in the filters and in the actions. So that much as a basic introduction to topics. You will hear more about topics as I go on doing screencasts outside of the Getting Started series. And with that, back into the studio. I hope that was interesting, talking about topics, even if that was fairly basic. More advanced topics on messaging, both queues and topics, you're going to find on this blog in the future. I'll talk about individual features as a drill down, not only for people who are completely new to Service Bus. And we're also going to discuss the async programming model, of course, and we're going to discuss features like duplicate detection and sessions in more detail, and probably with some detailed explanations also on the whiteboard for why you want to use those features. There's one more episode left in the Getting Started series about the relay, and that is going to come early next week. Bye-bye, and thank you for tuning in.